We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The UNI wrestling team has a handful of character awards to honor student-athletes at the end of the season. Each one is named after someone who has impacted the program, including the Most Courageous Award.
Actually, this guy came and talked to our team this year, Tim Asherell. I mean, you guys know his story. Mark kind of told his story a few years ago. He was 19 years old, wrestling at Drake, wrestling in a tournament. Guy lifted him up, slammed him down, broke his neck. Never walked again. Came up to you and I, and he talked to our team, and it's great for me, man. I like having perspective. I like having things kind of slap me in the face that, okay, life's pretty good here, you know? And so I always try to get guys in front of them. But one thing that stuck with me, and I think our guys probably stuck with them, is he said he had a Taco Bell moment. So it was the middle of winter. You know, he kind of have things. Guys were kind of trying to do things for him. But anyway, he got into his van. He got into the drive-thru. He's hungry. He wanted to get something to eat. He got into the drive-thru, and he couldn't get his money out. There's people behind him, you know what I mean, because he can't use his hands very well. And so he pulled off, and he was just going to go home. And he's like, man, I got to figure this out. I got to figure out how to do this. And, you know, then he started figuring out that, well, I got to get my money out. I got to do all these things before. But he said after that moment, you know, he kind of was able to move forward from it. And, you know, and have guys that come back and give lessons like that, give back to our team.
This year, the Panthers honored senior J.J. Everard for the way he battled through grief and injury after making a huge life change by transferring schools.
Have your dad pass away unexpectedly, and do you just stay with your team? I mean, I remember went and talking to him, and he's like, no, I'm going to stay. I'm going to wrestle for my team. I'm going to be here for my teammates. When everything else is aching inside and you could easily go the other way, appreciate what he did, and you could see, you know, I mean, his teammates' reaction, man, that, you know, that those things are for you. And had a battle through some injury this year. And first of all, you go back to transferring. It's not always easy to transfer. You know, you get a different home, but I think he felt like this was a place, and I appreciate that, you know, he wanted to spend his last 2 years here and that he believed in this place enough to come here and that he knew he was going to be in a better spot around really good people that cared about him. And if tough times hit, he knew that those people were going to be behind him just like we were. But appreciate what he did for our team this year. And then was really wrestling really, really well. I mean, you got to see some of those clips of him scoring some takedowns and doing some things that were great. And he was on the upswing. He would have won our conference tournament. I have zero doubt. He would have made some noise at the national tournament. But that's the way things go. And then you go through that struggle again. And, I mean, you can see him up here. Everyone knew he tore his ACL, and he still went out for his team. He still went out and battled. And appreciate everything that he did for our program. And, man, that's courage to me when everything probably screams to go the other way, but I'm still going to be there for my team. I'm still going to be there for my guys. That's courageous in my eyes. And J.J. Everard's one courageous, courageous man. So appreciate everything he's done. That's why he's got the award this year, most courageous award.
Transferring schools, you don't know how it's going to be. You know, and I enjoyed my last school and everything about it. So thank you for letting me in to the group, the family. Also, thank you for what happened with my dad this year. That was hard. And even though you guys didn't really know, but I hate being, felt sorry for kind of thing. And you guys treated me normal. And for a lot of you, even the coaches that reached out, I appreciate it. For those who didn't, I appreciate that too, because I didn't want to think about it. I really didn't. But I truly appreciate you guys helping me through that time, because it was hard. Everyone's going to say up here that the 5 years goes by fast. And if you could look at, you know, my situation, the best thing I could advise is to go get it now. You don't have time to, you know, lollygag. And I don't understand some of the guys that just aren't working as hard as they could. You know, most of the seniors are going to come up here and wish, you know, not really regret, but wish they could have maybe done something more. And as for me, I don't have any regrets whatsoever. Just being around these coaches, and I truly appreciate everything you guys have done for me and how much you care about more than just wrestling. Cruz, I want to thank you for all the extra lifts that you put me through. You've opened up the gym for me a few times in the summer and do a lot of things that people don't know about. I want to say that, because you guys don't hear it much, you're a good asset to the program and you really affected me. Just want to thank you. Roper, I want to thank you because you're a technical genius. You challenged us mentally. Truly appreciate that. Appreciate the scrambling. It was fun while it lasted. Lost a few matches because of it. Kind of sucks, but it is what it is. But thank you, man. Again, you challenge us more than just wrestling. Truly appreciate that. B-Rob, you're just the man, dude. I love you. You are the man. You're the easiest coach to talk to. But yeah, man, you put the most time in me, man, and I truly appreciate that. I thought I made strides under you. I didn't really show it with everything that happened, but truly appreciate it. Troy, also, spent a lot of time with you. Got hurt a lot, and a few times, especially when I was trying to, you know, rehab the ACL, you came in on the weekends and did a lot because I know you didn't want to come in. But thank you. I know you didn't want to sometimes, and yeah, thanks. And Doug, thank you for taking the chance on me, man. You really didn't know who I was. You just took Sorensen's word. And even though I didn't feel like I ruined the first chance, but it felt like a second chance. And I just appreciate everything you do. You've been at my house probably 10 times just to check on me. And even though I don't like it when you did that, but I do appreciate it. I'd rather be by myself, honestly, but yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the coaches, man. You guys care about more than just wrestling. And I couldn't be more appreciative of letting me, you know, come to this program. Next, I just want to kind of talk to the team and say thank you as well. I did everything I think it took to get to where I wanted to get, and I still didn't get it. You know, I transferred from a school and a program that I enjoyed. You know, transferring, I like knew, you know, what it would be. I'd have an extra year of school. I'd have $30,000 worth of debt, loan debt, and it was all worth it because I knew what I wanted, and I did everything I could to you know, try and get it, you know. So I hope by the end of all of your guys' on the team's careers over that you could have no regret and you could put everything in to wrestling, because I know how good this team can be, and I know that we're going to be the powerhouse that we all think we can be. But it all starts to, you know, how you guys approach tomorrow, how you guys approach the next day. This was a fun year, though, man. You know, the funnest part of this year was the Missouri duel for me, and I didn't even wrestle in it. Yeah, man, that was fun. That was a fun day. And just got to thank also the team, the coaches, just for how fun this year was for me, man. I haven't had fun wrestling in a long time. Those guys burnt it out of me hard. And this is by far the funnest year. you know, I'm kind of tired of being up here. So I'm going to be I got another year of school, so I'm going to be around. If you guys need anything from me, call me. I swear I'll be there. And that's all I got, man. Just thank you to everyone. I love you all. Thank you.
As a lot of things don't always go as planned. You know, I mean, you kind of have a plan that this is how I want things to go, and this is how I want to finish my career, and didn't finish the way he wants, and that's okay. I think Bartel just said it, man. It's the people that are around him and the experiences that you have and what you get to end up taking with you. Ultimately, that's a difference maker, man, because those trophies, they tarnish. You put them away. Some people don't even put them up. But, man, what you hold in your heart and the people that you're around you and how they had an impact on you, that's forever. And this guy's had an impact on me. And I know he'll be student teaching this next semester, so we'll still be around. We'll get him healthy and get him back on the mat again. Get him healthy and back on the mat. A little bit, even though you don't know that, you're going to be working out with Carter's son, just so you know. Carter doesn't want that. But I know his family's. I know his family's not here, but they're here with him in their hearts. And I know your dad's proud of you, man. I know he's looking over you too, and appreciate the last 2 years that he's given us in this program, JJ Everard.